I would strongly agree with Tim that, as you know, I've been an education minister, so some of it's my fault. And I've also been an employment minister trying to pick up the pieces of my mistakes. And certainly.
Wasn't just blaming you.
Thank you, Tim.
So she didn't go to health in the end.
And certainly, I think it would be a mistake if others around the world followed the model, because it's a model that I think certainly fails about a third of children. And we need to look at a pedagogy that fits a post-industrial world, because we're still stuck in the industrial one. And it's one that, in part, also needs to embrace enterprise, because when I look at the economy, and I don't want to be overly utilitarian about it, but I think Andreas's presentation was very useful in having us also look at the needs of the economy as well as the needs of individuals. That economy obviously is moving away from large mass workplaces. It's moving towards more employment, more growth coming from small enterprises. And so we need to inculcate more enterprise within education. Now that involves risk-taking. And risk-taking in education, when we have such high stakes accountability, and when we have the delights of PISA measuring our national systems, when education ministers like me have testing and tables driving everybody to distraction, we have a very risk-averse system. And I think we need to rebalance our education systems so that we can, yes, take advantage of technology, but first and foremost, make room for innovation.